Welcome to the Dream Saver Podcast.
Welcome, dear listener, to part two of this podcast, the Dream Saver Podcast. And we're talking about childhood exploitation and child sex slavery in the Dominican Republic. And we're talking about the story about how Gifts of Grace was founded. And the journey we've taken up to this point, last episode, we talked about kind of where the idea got started. In this episode, we're going to go into a little bit more detail on when it started to become tangible, when things started to happen. Well, so, you know, at this point, the year was 2014. I lived in Rexburg, Idaho. I attended BYU Idaho University, and I took this class. And this class was a CIT class, CIT, you know, computer information technology, I think. Mm-hmm. And it was a project management class, and basically for the class we had to do a project. So it was a techie class. Everybody was doing, you know, computer programming, and I don't know how to do any of that. But I had to take the class for my major, so I went to the professor, Brother Corey Godfrey, who now sits on Gifts of Grace board, and I said, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. Is there any way I can do this instead? And kind of pitched him the idea of Gifts of Grace, and he said, you know, as long, you know, just do it, and we'll give you a grade on it. So at this point, I still had no idea how to effectively help the Dominican people, and that would always been a dream of mine. But I had no idea how to make a tangible difference. So basically, what Gifts of Grace started as was a service organization, and we still do service today in different parts of the Western United States. And we started out doing a gift drive for the homeless shelter that was in Idaho Falls, a neighboring city of where I lived. And I think over the last 2 years we've been able to give over 800 gifts to residents that live in Idaho Falls. And you know, I just kind of saw this and I was like, hey, like, people will get behind a good cause. And they did. You know, it was Christmas time, and people were in the gift-giving mood, and we were able to make a pretty big difference for that, for a couple homeless shelters in Idaho Falls. We also did food drives in Rexburg, and you don't realize how much food students throw away in Rexburg. It's the university. It's a pretty small private university. I'm not sure the total attendance, but coming into the semester, people will throw away their food, unused food, just because they want to take it home. So a fellow student named Kyle, he gave me the idea to set up food boxes in every one of the student apartments, and basically we just made signs that said, "Hey, don't throw away your food. Donate it in this box, and we'll give it to a good cause." And they continue to do so. We have a community service director that works in Rexburg, and to this date, if I'm not mistaken, I believe Gifts of Grace has collected over 16,000 items of food that are just thrown away every semester. And you know, this last food drive, we were able to collect, I think, over 6,000. And the homeless shelter that we provide those to, he sent me a message and he just said, like, we couldn't get through the summer months without this donation. Like, this donation feeds hundreds of people in the city, both in our shelter and outside of the shelter. And it's like, these donations, we could live off them for about 6 months. So it's something that you know. Okay, so Gifts of Grace primary mission is to prevent child sex trafficking and give these kids a chance at an education and a bright future. But you know, our service project were so successful that we decided to keep doing them because it's a way to make a tangible difference and kind of spread the message on who we are. We also did Valentines for some widows in Rexburg. You know, some. We wrote them up a nice poem and, you know, surprised them with flowers and a note and some chocolates. And it's so that's how Gifts of Grace first got started. And that's what we were basically for about 6 months is just a service organization. But, you know, I still knew that I want it to eventually grow into something bigger and to help the Dominican Republic. And I was on Facebook one day, and I had a friend that told me, hey, talk with this lawyer. His name is Francis Ortiz. He lives in the Dominican Republic in one of the poorest areas of the country where exploitation is just rampant. So I shot him a Facebook message, and he was like, so I hear you want to help the Dominican Republic. And I said, I did. And I was like, well, let's brainstorm and let's figure out a way that we can work this out. And so through a lengthy process, 6 or 7 months, we'd be Skyping every Sunday and just trying to figure out what we can do. And we came to the conclusion after talking with professionals and meeting with some of the kids that the best way to prevent exploitation and trafficking was to get kids in school. And you know, it seems like kind of a weird solution to prevent trafficking. Yeah, but a
simple idea.
Yeah, it's just simple. You know, if the kids are in school, they have somewhere they need to be. They're educated on things to where they can't be exploited. They the false promises that traffickers tend to tell kids, it won't work. And just as far as like as their poverty in general, you know, gives them a chance to kind of lift themselves out of poverty through education. And you know, that's what we believe in. We believe that when they're in school, they won't be trafficked as easily. We believe that it also gives them a chance to have a chance at a bright future, to achieve their dreams. To this date, we've been able to help over 75 children get into school and prevent them from being trafficked. And a few of our kids have been approached by these men who will, hey, I can get you in school, I can get you a job. And because of our organization, they know to say, no thanks. Like, we know who you guys are, and we won't be exploited. And so this show, you know, we do talk about some heavy things, as we've alluded to. But, you know, also Gifts of Grace, the kids that we work with, it's a story about hope. It's a story about kids who live in extreme poverty, but that want to be English teachers. They want to be nurses. They want to be doctors. They want to be lawyers. They want to open up their own business. So it's hard to talk about what these kids can go through, but it's also, when you think about the potential and the hope that they have through education, it's quite inspiring. And our donors, what's special about the donors that they give to Gifts of Grace is you make a very tangible difference in the life of a child and the future that they have. And so donors, thank you. Know that your funds are very sacred to us, and we hope that you'll continue giving to us in the future.
Perfect. Well, just kind of the Gifts of Grace, just the progression is from like a service organization to mainly now like preventing sex trafficking in the Dominican Republic.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was two teachers at my time at BYU Idaho that really had a big influence on the organization. The first one was Mr. Corey Godfrey. And, you know, Corey Godfrey, he just gave me the okay to use my creativity and try to put something together, and something got put together. The second one was a man, and it was my very last semester at BYU Idaho. And for the longest time, you know, I just, you know, Gifts of Grace hit a point and we were just kind of satisfied where we were at. Like, okay, this is good. I can just do this on the side or whatever, and, mm-hmm. you know, it'll be okay. But I took a class that it just forever changed my thinking on social innovation as a whole. And the class was called Social Innovation, and the teacher was Nathan Gwilliam. And for those of you that don't know Nathan Gwilliam on the show, he's the president of Adoption.com, the world's largest leading adoption agency. And this man, he's a pretty special guy. And this class, I felt so humbled to be in this class because so many people in this class were just so passionate about social issues. There was a girl who just wanted to help out the refugees that were migrating from Syria to the United States. There was a guy who wanted to invest in the lives of Kenyan entrepreneurs, and so he started a business helping the Kenyan entrepreneurs. There was a girl who writes books about social issues and what people can do to stop them. And being in this class, we talked a lot about passions, and I was asked, you know, what's your passion? And I just said, well, I have it. It's Gifts of Grace. What does it do? Oh, it helps Dominican children not be sex trafficked. And so talking with him, he gave me the courage to not just make this, you know, just kind of a hobby, but to make it, you know, a life's passion, a life's work, and to take it as far as I could go. You know, he gave me the confidence to just take a risk with it and to make the necessary steps to make it tax exempt, so that we could receive larger donations and to have a wider reach of service. And I remember he told me, he said, you know, this organization could change the lives of thousands of people, but you have to be the one to kind of take the initiative and take the risk. And, you know, it was hard, you know, because, you know, a lot of people don't necessarily approve of what I do with Gifts of Grace. You know, some of those even closer to me think it's kind of a waste of time, that I should let somebody else deal with those problems, that I should focus on other themes that they may deem more important and maybe that I deem less important. But Nathan William, he invested in me personally, gave me the confidence and gave me the tools. And so I just went. I went along with it. And, you know, I have to give credit to two individuals here that have really made Gifts of Grace go. And the first one is Mitchell Schwab. Mitchell will come on the show at some point in the future, talk about the events that he's been a part of and his conversion to the cause, I guess. But Mitchell's in law school right now, and when he found out what Gifts of Grace was and what it was doing, he jumped right on board without hesitation, got the paperwork done for the tax exempt status, and you know, he's learning Spanish, which I think is so cool, because Mitchell, he's never lived abroad, he's never seen a Dominican child, but you know, hearing the way I talk about them and him knowing what kind of exploitation goes on there, he is committed to doing as much as he can for the organization, and he wants to learn Spanish, so when he can go meet these kids that we work with, you know, he can tell them that he loves them in Spanish, that he cares about them, and that he invested all this time in making this go. And so I'm so thankful for him, for what he's done for Gifts of Grace, because Gifts of Grace would not be tax exempt if it was not for Mitchell. And the second one I have to give credit to is a guy named Matthew Smith. Matthew Smith is a social entrepreneur in Idaho Falls, Idaho. He works with he owns an organization called Operation Shield, and they do work in Haiti. What they do is they work with orphanages down there that are based on kids who have been sex trafficked, and they work on the rehabilitation to kind of help these kids get past these trauma. And you know, a lot of these kids will never get past the trauma that they've experienced, but he wants to help them get the pain scale from a 10 to maybe a 3 or a 2, to where it doesn't dominate their life. And he wants to do work in the Dominican Republic. We want, as Gifts of Grace as a whole, wants to do work in Haiti one day. And so he kind of took me under his wing, gave me the advice on the board, on the establishment of the organization. And, he has really been a mentor to me and a friend. And I need to thank him for that, because Gifts of Grace also would not be here if it wasn't for his help. And you know, this has kind of been the theme of 2016, is our tax exempt journey. And as of last week, last Tuesday, we got it. Gifts of Grace now officially tax exempt. We can accept as large a donation as people are willing to contribute. We are with the government. We are basically unleashed as an organization, and we are super excited on what the future has for us.
Yeah, so I don't know, just to the average person, what does tax exempt mean?
Tax exempt
organization.
Okay. Yeah. So in the past, when we did things like our education conference and scholarships, the people that donate would donate, you know, $25 a month, or just
kind 50, of small sums.
Small sums. And basically they did it out of the kindness of their hearts. And being tax exempt, that means that when you donate to our organization, you get a tax write-off. So kind of like a you scratch our backs, we scratch yours kind of thing. And you know, it's a big part of when we receive larger donations, you know, people are looking for that tax write-off. So becoming tax exempt, kind of a tax deductible company organization, That's what it means to be
tax exempt. And you can receive larger sums of money, right?
Yep. Correct. Yeah. I think when you're not with the government, I think when you receive a certain amount, you have to report it. But or like you can't receive a certain amount. I'm not sure like the all the rules and regulations. But with the tax exempt status, we can receive larger sums of donations. And those people who donate to us, not only do they make a very tangible difference in the lives of the children we serve, but they also get a tax write-off. So, win-win.
Yeah, because you talked about, like, because you can receive larger sums of money, like, the whole purpose of Gifts of Grace is to prevent these children from being trafficked. And so to do that, you're going to have to educate them. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to cost money, mm-hmm. obviously. That's, like, how you're going to do it. Like, give them an education, like, give them books, and you've even talked about like building a schoolhouse in the poorer area so that they can have a school to go to. Mm-hmm. And so it's all going to take money.
Yeah. Okay. You know, Gifts of Grace cannot operate without your donations. I mean, that's the kind of the goal of our organization is to become self-sustainable. But at this point, we're still a small charity. And yeah, just like Nate said, you know, Gifts of Grace, we have goals. You know, we want to create a scholarship program for those girls who age out of these safe houses and turn 18. So that they can go to college. You know, for the average person to go to college in the Dominican Republic, I believe it costs $42 a semester. But some people can't afford it. Like some of those kids can't afford it. And yeah. When that happens, often in the Dominican Republic, and probably around the globe, is when girls age out of the safe houses that they live in, they'll turn right back to prostitution because they've been told that the only thing that they have to offer to society is their bodies, which is not true. They have thoughts, they have ideas, and they can contribute so much to society and really achieve their dreams through education, or at least have a chance to. So, you know, just like you said, we want to create a scholarship program for those girls who age out of those houses so that they can have a chance at school. You know, we do want to build our own safe house to where the boys and girls that are rescued can come and receive love and healing and a good education. And, you know, we want to expand to other countries as well. We're laying the groundwork right now. It's very early groundwork, but we want to establish programs in countries like Cambodia and Haiti, Brazil, and, you know, hopefully around the globe to prevent trafficking all over the world. We want to work with local law enforcement to get some of these laws. A lot of these countries, especially in the Dominican Republic, the U.S. Secretary of State puts out a study every year on trafficking in the world and where a country ranks. And there's Tier 1, which is countries who have anti-trafficking laws that are enforced. Tier 2, countries that have anti-trafficking laws, but they're not really enforced. And then there's Tier 3, countries that have no anti-trafficking laws, so thus they're not enforced. And Dominican Republic sits in Tier 2. And it's a step, you know, having the right legislation and the right laws to combat this exploitation. But at the same time, they need to be enforced. I mean, yeah. If there's no enforcement, I mean, what good is the law in the first place? So we want to work with local law enforcement and figure out why it's not being enforced. And work with local governments in the Dominican Republic and across the world to figure out how we can create laws and make sure those laws are enforced so that the most vulnerable in our society, the children, aren't being exploited.
Kind of make their job easier, right?
Like, yeah, I mean, yeah. Law enforcement, yeah.
Like, because probably now if they arrest the person for trafficking and take the kids in, like, they probably don't have any programs. They probably don't know where to send them if they're like orphans or adopted. Like, what are they going to do? They probably don't have anything to give the kids. And that's kind of where Gifts of Grace steps in. It's like, there's a program so the authorities can, you know, hand the kids over to Gifts of Grace. And from there you can take over. Like, you can provide them with everything that they need. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. We want to be involved. I mean, right now we're involved in the prevention and in a little bit of the healing, but we want to be a part of the rescue. We want to be like 100% part of the healing. And, you know, operations like, you know, OUR and Operation Shield, you know, they've worked with us in the past to kind of complete the cycle of trafficking and help prevent it altogether. But yeah, just like you said, we want to make their jobs easier. You know, the goal is to make it so these kids never have to be rescued at all and never have to be healed and can just go to school like normal kids. But if that's not the case, then to do all we can to make sure that they have a life that's not based on what's happened to them, but rather what's ahead of them.
It's just crazy to think about that for probably less than $250, you could pay for a child's education all through college.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing. Like,
yeah.
Anyone could be able to do that. You would think that all the kids there would be able to get an education and do whatever they wanted. Like, that's just amazing.
Yeah. I think William Wilberforce, he coined the quote, and I might butcher it. And for those of you who don't know who William Wilberforce is, he was an abolitionist in England, and his writing and his political views helped end the slave trade in England. And he has said, if being a fanatic is to be concerned of the well-being of my fellow citizens, then I am one of the most incurable fanatics that's ever been permitted to be at large. And going off of that quote, the founder of an organization known as Exodus Cry, which is an abolition organization, their founder, Benjamin Noel Bolt, I think his name is, he coined the phrase, the fight against modern-day slavery and exploitation doesn't need interested observers, but rather incurable fanatics. So become a fanatic. That's our phrase, is we call our volunteers fanatics. You can become a fanatic. You go to our website, giftsofgracewy.org, and you can donate $5 a month. And your $5 a month will go to things like school supplies for kids, uniforms, tuition, and then, you know, in some cases, scholarships to where for the older kids, so they don't end up going back to that exploitation. And so your donations, we treat them as sacred. We're very careful with our donations to make sure that every single dollar is being maximized to the greatest benefit for the kids. And so, yeah, we invite you to become a fanatic and visit our website and figure out ways that you can get involved in the fight against modern day exploitation.
And I'm sure Tyler wouldn't be opposed to, if you have any questions or anything about how Gifts of Grace works or like,
yes,
anything at all, yep, that he would be happy to, I don't know, just talk to you.
Yeah,
talk,
yeah,
you through it.
I'd be more than happy. Yep.
Like, just to make sure that this is the real deal, that this is like a good organization. That, mm-hmm, like Gifts of Grace is going to, I don't know, prevent child sex trafficking, mm-hmm, in the Dominican Republic. Like, that's the purpose of it.
Yep, that's the purpose. And just like Nate said, shoot us a website. Visit our website and shoot us a message, and we'll get back to you and figure out ways you can get involved. You know, and for those of you that live in the Laramie Cheyenne area, on November 2nd, we'll be hosting a showing of the abolitionist documentary in Cheyenne. And so come out and support, you know, there's a very tangible way right there where you can make a difference just by sitting in a theater and listening to the question and answer after, coming with questions. Cause, I know for a lot of people that documentary was quite eye-opening as far as what exactly is going on and just how huge it is. I mean, 2 million kids being exploited worldwide, more than that, you know, when you include child labor. And then you think about things like forced servitude and child soldiers. And there's just so many ways that children are exploited in the world. I mean, it's just unreal. And for a number to be that big, there's got to be a demand and people paying for that. So come out and hang out with us November 2nd. For those of you Star Valley residents that might be listening, on October 22nd, Skyview Lanes will be showing the documentary, which has been a long time coming. So come hang out with us then. And for those of you that may be listening to us in other parts of the United States, just visit our website. You know, let's chat and let's talk about how you can get involved in this fight.
Because I'm sure you could. Yeah, the abolitionists in other places, right?
Yeah,
can,
there's a lot of, yeah,
it anywhere that you want.
Yeah, if there's three documentaries that you can see to become more aware of exploitation in general, the first one I'd recommend is The Abolitionist, and I recommend that because OUR is our good friend and have helped us out a lot. So go see their documentary. It's not staged at all. It's hidden camera, and they actually perform rescues in that documentary. The second one I would recommend is one called Nefarious, Merchant of Souls. And that is an in-depth study with an organization known as Exodus Cry. And they study sex trafficking in six different countries, I think, and what the causes are of that exploitation in that country. And the third one is a documentary called Sold, which is actually a movie. And that is a reenactment of a story of a young girl in Nepal, I believe. It might be India, but I believe it's Nepal, who's actually sold into a brothel and then rescued at 7 years old. So there are ways to get more involved and become more knowledgeable. And that's what this podcast is for. You know, like we said, is to bring awareness to the cause, because I know I didn't know when I first saw it. I was completely ignorant on everything. Nate would probably agree, you know, you might not have known, you know, as much as what's going on.
No, I feel like really the abolitionist is what kind of opened my eyes the most. Because I think people will probably, it is a heavy topic, and most people, probably one of the sensitive things, like if you don't talk about it, you don't say anything about it, then you don't have to worry about it. With abolitionists, like you don't have to worry about, I don't know, a documentary that's just going to make you feel terrible about yourself and just going to drag you down. It's more, I came out of it more with a resolve that I can help, that there's ways that you can help, and this is happening. Like there's no way around it. Like this is happening. Kids are being exploited, but we can help. Like we can do something, and there like there's hope for these kids, and it's with us. And so that's kind of what I came away with it. Like it's an awesome documentary. It's really well like put together, and Tim Ballard, he does amazing things, him and his group of guys that go and rescue these kids. But it is eye-opening, but you come out feeling better, feeling like you can do something as well.
Yeah, and it is happening whether you want to listen to it or not. It is happening, and it's happening to a city near you, maybe even in your own hometown.
If it's happening in Wyoming, it's happening everywhere.
Yeah, I think last year there were something like 7 reported cases of human trafficking in Wyoming alone, and 5 in Idaho, and with every one, there's 5 more that are seen and not reported. So the numbers, you know, it's happening here, it's happening there, and whether you want to hear about it or not, it's going to happen nonetheless. And when we're silent about it, we give our consent. And you know, I don't know about you, dear listener, but that's not okay with me. It's not okay with Nate. It's not okay with Bailey. And we're here to fight. And if we won't fight for these kids, then who will? So it's got to be us. And so we invite you to join us. Visit our website. Visit our Facebook page. Get involved. Contact us, because there's tangible ways you can get involved. And it makes a real difference in the lives of these kids. I've seen it. And I can't thank you enough for those who are donated to our cause and continue to donate to our cause. And for those of you who are thinking about donating to our cause,
just do it.
Become a fanatic. And take an investment on the lives of these kids. Nate, Bailey, any ending thoughts for you?
I just want to say that you should become a fanatic. I want to. I didn't know very much even coming into this podcast. I'm still learning a lot. I didn't have the opportunity to go with Nate to see the abolitionist, so I will be there November 2nd and ready to learn, ready to do something. So hop on board.
And one thing that we can mention too is that you can pre-order your tickets right now for the abolitionist in Cheyenne, and we need 85.
We now need 69 tickets.
69 before 69. They will show the movie. Mm-hmm. So if you can pre-order your tickets now, it'll be guaranteed that it'll be shown on the 2nd of November. So
that's right.
Do it. Yep, it's got tickets.
It's got to happen. The pre-order of the tickets has got to happen. It's a big event for us. But even bigger than that, you know, even if we did not get any kind of donations from this event, it's a big event for Wyoming in general, because it's happening here in Wyoming. We've seen the arrests in the recent news, and a lot of people don't know that it's happening. So come out to the abolitionists, come out and meet us, come to our booth on campus if you're in the University of Wyoming. And if you're not here, come and visit our website and learn about Gifts of Grace. And we are the Dream Saver Podcast. This is Nate, Bailey, and Tyler sounding off. We will see you next time.